anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorit is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorit. Anything and everything with Dorit is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorit.
This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the spark of the South. Listen to hits from the 70s to now. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. This episode is brought to you by Affordable Creations VIP. Check us out on Facebook at Affordable Creations VIP. Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a blessed week. Look how quickly October has gone by. After this episode, we have one more week before we begin November. Due to October being Breast Cancer Month, I wanted to focus on breast cancer as well as other cancers, and so we've been discussing that. But I've also been getting a lot of questions about the Bible, or when am I going to go into another book of the Bible? So I think for November and December, I'm going to focus more on the Bible. And if I have anything else come up, that'll be an extra episode. So keep writing in. Let me know which parts of the Bible you're interested in or questions. We'll do more of that for the next 8 weeks after next week. So this week, I wanted to focus on supplements as well as food. I myself take supplements, but I also try to eat healthy. There's many reasons why people take supplements. A lot of times they know they're not getting all of the nutrients they need to by their diet. Sometimes they feel like they just need a little extra, and it's okay. And it's okay to take supplements as long as you're not replacing that for food. If you can eat healthy, always go for the healthy food. But of course, in this world where we have a lot of running around and stuff to do, yeah, we eat a little more fast food than we should or whatever. I myself take supplements, so I'm not going to knock them. But I will tell you to be cautious in purchasing them. You have to do your homework. You have to learn about the companies, what their values are, where are they getting their product, all of their ingredients. Are they using fillers? And if they are, what kind of fillers? Well, to be honest with you, all supplements will have fillers in them. You just want to make sure that it's a healthy filler and it's not junk. And you want to make sure that if they are putting vitamin C, for instance, that they're putting a good quality in your supplement. There's a lot of charlatans out there. They're going to put more fillers or more junk or less quality because they want to make as much money, as much profit as they can. And meanwhile, you're thinking, oh, this is a good deal. And a lot of times, if you don't get a good supplement, it's not necessarily going to harm your body, but it's not going to do you any good either. It's like a waste. You might as well just not take it. And then there may be some stuff in it that may be harmful, but it's not going to usually hurt you right away. It's over time you're going to start wondering. So it's in your best interest to do your homework. So it's in our best interest anytime we're buying something, no matter what it is, really. If we're ingesting it, putting it on our skin, we really should know what we're putting in our body and on our body, right? So while the efficacy of anti-cancer supplements has not been proven, when choosing a supplement, health practitioners agree there are several ingredients that should be avoided. And that's including the artificial preservatives, the colors, the dyes, the sweeteners, the fillers, such as hydrogenated oils. That should be avoided because they are associated with heart disease, stroke, diabetes, inflammation. These unwanted ingredients can show up in products that don't undergo further testing, including heavy metals, solvent residues, aflatoxins, herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, PCBs, dioxins, histamines, and melamines. Most importantly, It's important to seek the advice of your trusted healthcare professional when making important decisions regarding the health and well-being of your family. I say this because while it's usually not harmful to take a supplement, some supplements can interfere with other medications you might be taking. So if you're taking medications, whether it's long-term or even short-term, it's best to check with your healthcare professional to see, is it okay if I continue taking this? Or maybe should I take something else? Or should I just stop temporarily until I'm done with this medication? Or if I'm on something long-term, what else could I do to continue to get what I need? So always think about that, especially when you're taking medications. Always ask if taking something else, even if it's essential oils, vitamins, supplements, whatever, even certain foods can interact with certain things. Just like we talked before about grapefruit interacting with metformin, which is a diabetic medication. That's a natural food. But if you're taking metformin, you shouldn't eat it. Well, same thing applies with anything when you're on medication. So keep in touch with your physician and ask questions. Always ask questions. Now, brand names of supplements can matter since there are brands that insist on top quality and others, they just want profit. In essence, you get what you pay for. Cheaper supplements from grocery stores or shopping centers are more likely to be derived from cheap sources, making them more likely to be contaminated, contain more fillers than they should, and may contain very little of the active ingredient that you're buying it for in the first place. So this not only causes you to waste money, but to possibly harm your body as well. So as I said, it's in your best interest to learn about the brands and choose them based on purity rather than price. Now, as always, and I can never say this enough, and I know I've said this several times already, always check with your doctor before taking a new supplement and consult with your health provider for any medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Here are 6 supplements. They help us in many, many ways. I haven't seen one supplement yet that only does one thing. Okay, so these 6 I found do a lot of stuff for us. But the reason I picked them is because they're also very good for fighting or preventing cancer. So I just picked these 6, no specific order. So number 1 is ground flaxseed. Most people use fish oil supplements to enhance the amount of omega-3s in their diet. However, fish oil was shown in one study on mice to possibly reduce the effectiveness of chemotherapy. And for that reason, ground flaxseed is a worthy alternative. Flaxseed is rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which may reduce the risk of certain cancers. And when supplementing, try to avoid flaxseed oil because it lacks the nutrients of ground flaxseed. You can find ground flaxseed online or in many of your larger grocery store chains. Simply sprinkle some ground flaxseed on your food and enjoy. You can put it on your oatmeal, your rice, potatoes, whatever. To me, it really doesn't have a taste. Garlic. Garlic is a great choice when it comes to giving your body a little extra protection. To reap the benefits of garlic, you should eat 1 clove per day or 300 to 1,000 milligrams of garlic extract. Protective effects of garlic may include antibacterial properties, blocking and halting the activation of cancer-causing substances, enhances DNA repair, and a reduction in cancer cells spreading. Number 3, ginger. Ginger is suggested to play a beneficial role against cancer because of its anti-inflammatory and anti-nausea properties. When it comes to adding ginger to your diet, ginger supplements can be too concentrated and aren't recommended. Instead, cut up and add fresh ginger root to a meal or purchase ginger candy for a quick snack. Avoid excessive amounts of ginger, as it may interact with blood thinners and affect certain people's blood sugar levels. And that's what I'm talking about. Be cautious. Be cautious if you have illness and you're taking certain medications. Number four, green tea. Green tea is an excellent antioxidant, and studies show the properties of green tea help protect against metastasis of certain kinds of antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. If you have cancer, consider drinking up to 3 cups of green tea per day to experience the benefits. Number five, turmeric. The Indian spice turmeric can be extremely helpful when it comes to fighting cancer. Studies show that the curcumin in turmeric may kill cancer cells and slower tumor growth. The benefits of curcumin include blocking cancer cells from multiplying, killing colon, breast, prostate, and melanoma cancer cells, and slowing tumor growth. Add some turmeric to your next dish or take a supplement containing curcumin to experience the benefits of this powerful substance. One thing I learned about using turmeric, if you want the curcumin to bind with your body and work well with your body, you need to use it with black pepper. If you're going to buy a supplement with curcumin in it, make sure they also have black pepper with it. But I happen to use turmeric and black pepper every day. And here's how I use it. I take a regular shaker that you would maybe put salt or pepper in. I'll fill it up with a third garlic, a third turmeric, and a third black pepper. And then I'm going to shake it up really, really good. I'll make sure it's all in there really good. I call that my anti-cancer secret. I sprinkle it on my eggs, on anything that I would use salt and pepper for. I'm going to use that shaker. It has garlic, black pepper, and curcumin. And with it all balanced like that, the garlic, it's not real strong. Like, it just balances really well. You should try that. But don't use curcumin without adding black pepper, because otherwise it's not going to be useful to your body. Number six, vitamin D. Vitamin D can absorb calcium and help the immune, muscle, and nervous systems function properly. According to breastcancer.org, research suggests that certain cancers, such as breast cancer, can have a higher risk of occurring when the body has low levels of vitamin D. The recommended daily amount of vitamin D is 15 mcg. Vitamin D can be absorbed through sunlight or with the following diet: fatty fish, egg yolks, fortified milk, and sunshine. Now, I prefer the almond milk. And if you check it, you'll see you can get your vitamin D in almond milk as well. So I hope this gives you little tips. And of course, there's plenty, plenty other anti-cancer supplements and foods out there. We've been talking about this all month. So to learn more about this and a little more about foods and supplements in general, be sure to check out the references below in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Dorisi is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week, so come on back. Feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite, Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.